front. Okay, welcome to the PM edition, the night edition of the daf. We welcome all of those who can't make it in the morning and are with us now. This is a special schluss tonight. General learning balayla is special. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Talmud Torah, the end of Paragimel. Even though we have a mitzvah to learn every day and every night of our life, every single day and night we have to learn something. It says the Rambam, Ein Adam Lamad Rov Chachmaso Ela Balayla. Rov Chachma of a person, whether it is because you have to work harder at night, because you're more tired, or it's a mashu who's schoolie, it's something, a special school of night, person learns Rov Chachmaso Ela Balayla. Lefichach Misha Rasul Lazakos Bekeser HaTorah, therefore if anybody wants to get the Keser Torah, Yizor Bechole Losav. Right, we can't waste even one night with purely physical pleasures. We have to do something. Ruchnius, Ela B'talmud Torah, V'Divrei Chachma, etc. The Rambam quotes the Gemara that most Razei Torah, secrets of Torah, are nigla at night. So we have a special schus of being able to learn together at night, and especially this night, which is the last night of Tavshin Samach Vav. We have to end off on a bang. End off with a kibbutz to bring in the shechina. 10 people that are learning together, the shechina shora. So we have a wonderful schluss of being learning together this last night of the year, getting into the mood for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah on Daf Yutesim Beis, and we also have the schluss of finishing a parak tonight, which finished the first parak of Maseches Sukkah, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so we're on Yutesim Beis by the Mishnah, Mas Nisan. The second Mishnah on the Amud. Machzelas Kanim Gedola. So we're talking about sukkah mats. Not really sukkah mats, mats. The question is, are they sukkah mats or not? So says the Mishnah, Machzelas Kanim Gedola. So if you have a large mat, so the question is, Asal L'Shchiva, if you made it in order to lie down on, you made it as a rug, you made it as a blanket, so Mekabelas Tumah, so then it has a Shem Kli, and it's Mekabel Tumah, because every Shem Kli is Mekabel Tumah. Ve'im Sachen, but then you can't use it for Schach. But as we've mentioned, one of the three requirements for Schach is Eino Mekabel Tumah. So if it's a Kli, then it is you're not allowed to use it for Schach. L'Sichuch, Misachin Ba'aveda Mekabelas Tumah. But if you made it L'Shem Schach, so then it does not achieve a shame kli, as Rashi says, lav klihu, and therefore you are allowed to use it. And it is not makabel tumah. It does not have a shame kli. Revel Yashiv has a tshuva in the Kobetz Tshuvas, where he talks about sukkah mats. And the first source he quotes is this Mishnah. He quotes, asa l'shchiva, asa l'sichach. So he says, obviously our sukkah mats are asa l'sichach. They're made, l'shem, you don't use it for anything else. They're made for sukkah mats. So we're going to get to, what about if you make it stama? You know, does it have to be l'sichach? If it's not l'sichach, if it's stamdas, but these clearly are made l'sichach, and therefore there is no issue of being a shem kli made for something else. A. B, then he relates to what we mentioned a week and a half ago, and that is by the bundles, Mishnah. If you put a bundle on the top, is that a problem? So, as he says, and the Shaar Maseiret Balacha also here says, again, it's not a problem. Because a bundle, what do you do by a bundle? Everything is in a group, all tied up, and you put it on top of the sukkah. That's a bundle. That's the gzeira of chavile kash, as we had earlier. But here, it lays down one by one next to each other. It's not the same. It's much different. So therefore, Rav Yashiv in this tshuva, in Kobetz Tshuvas, and the Sharnim Ben Sarnim Balacha earlier, but we had this in Daf Yud Beis, says clearly there's no problem. He says, V'nir di'esh l'chalek, t'b'chavila, mikubatsim kolakana biyachad, shalo b'seder. It's just a bunch, it's a group, it's a bundle. That's the gzeira that the Rabbanan made. Mashekin, machzela, shimunachad, b'seder, echad, b'sab chaver, they're all one by one next to each other. V'nir nirek ha'chavila, doesn't appear like a bundle, v'lo nichlasa b'chlal ha'gzeira. It wasn't included in the gzeira. So that is just in terms of the sukkah. I'm sorry, I just forgot. Could you just give me Yoredeya Chela Gimel, just for later. Thanks, Yoredeya Chela Gimel. Okay, let's continue the mission up. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Achas Katana Vachas Gedola, whether it's a big or a small one. The Tanakama didn't differentiate, so it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is commenting, the Gemara is going to fill in some words. But whether it's a big mat or a small mat, Asa L'Shchiva, if you made it to lie on, Mekabelas Tumah Ve'Mesachin Ba, so then it's Mekabel Tumah, it's L'Shem Kli, and you can't use it for Schach, L'Sichuch Mesachin Ba Ve'Mekabelas Tumah, but if you made it for Schach, you can. What exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer? They seem to be saying the same Shita, and it's just that Rabbi Eliezer explicated that it's Gitana and Gedola. So the Gemara is going to fill in some words exactly what the machlokas is about. The Mishnah said, though, one other point on the Mishnah, Asa L'Shchiva. If you made it, two more points on the Mishnah. Asa L'Shchiva, you made it for lying on. So Rashi says, Ho'el V'Yichta L'Kach, the second Rashi, because you thought in your mind you're going to use this to lie down on. In other words, you had a machshava. You didn't do anything different in the processing, in the preparation of this mat. But the second that you think in your head that you are going to use this to lie down on, it's yorid l'tumasa and it becomes tame. What happens if you then, before you do anything, you say, you know what, I'm going to use this for my snach. I changed my mind, just b'machshava. So you didn't do anything in the first place, it was yored b'machshava, so it sounds like it wouldn't be good enough. So the Pnei Yeshua says, exactly right, even though it was only yored b'machshava to become tameh, but lo asi machshava mevatel machshava. It's, once it becomes tameh, it's finished. You have to do a maisa in order to get it out, as we had a couple of days ago. Just doing a machshava would not be good enough. Kivan sheyarda la Torah's Kabbalah's Tuma, afilu ayde machshava greida shuv ein mesachin ba avagav dahashi ein mekabbalah's Tuma. Even if you might say it's not a, lose it doesn't lose the shame kli, and then he compares it to even if it loses the shame kli. Remember, we also had that even if you have a kli that was broken and it used to be a kli, that also was asur midrabanan to use. Either way, that, but that's what asa'a l'shchiva does not mean you did anything. It just means you decided in your mind to use it, and that already gives it a shame kli. Whose thoughts decide about whether you're going to use it for schach or whether you're going to use it for shchiva? Is it the manufacturer? You know, let's say the sukkah mats we're talking about. Let's say you're going to buy a sukkah mat to lie down on. Let's say you like the sukkah mats, you want to put it on your couch, you like the feel, it's a little hard, it's a little, you know, gives some nice support, so you want to use it for your couch. So can you, is that, and then somebody else comes before you, so whose machshava does it go by? So the Rush quotes, the Tosfos Rid, unusual. The Rush here quotes, the last Rush in the Perek. The last Rush quotes the Tosfos Rid, Rabbi Shai Mitrani, who says, you go by the buyer. You go by the konen. And if you're buying it for a certain reason, so therefore that's all that it goes by. Lav basar asiyasa mazlina, sheha uman ina osasan elamokran. The manufacturer just does it to sell. He doesn't think of anything. He does it to sell for whatever whatever the buyer wants. Lemisha tzarech len kolecha vechel, lefi tzarecho. V'imkein ein lelech elor achar kiryasa. You go by the person who buys it, so whenever you buy a new one, you don't have to ask him, you know, what you make it for. You can just buy it, and whatever you want, says the Tosfos Rid, that is it. Says the Rosh Velo Mestavrli, I don't agree with that, based on a Gemara we're going to have later on, Bez Hashem tonight. Ela basar minhag anshei hamakom azlinan. You go after the minhag hamakom. Whatever the minhag hamakom is, if most of the mats are made l'shchiva, that's it. L'sichach, that's it. And he even says, and we pass it this way, this is quoting Shulchan Aruch, even if you go to somebody and say, could you make me a mat to use for schach? If Rova the city use mats for shchiva, it's no good. You go by Rove, even Lechumra, even if you tell him Beferish, says the Rush, I want to be made Lechriba, you got to do something different. Why? And he adds on, Demi Yodeya, Sha'amai Le'uman Le'takna Lo Le'sichach. Who knows? Who knows? It's a Mara Zion issue. V'yasu Kulei Alma Le'schuchi Behu. And everybody's going to come to use these, even though they were made Lechriba. So what? You went and say, I want it. Nobody's going to know that. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. So that's the machlokas between the Rush and the Rabbeinu, and the Tosfos Rid, whether it goes by the machshava of the person or it goes by the machshava of Rov Hamakom. And if it's made a bit differently, well, according to the Rush, it sounds like it has to be enough differently so that people notice the difference. So it sounds like that's because it has to do with the rowing. Okay, fine. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said basically the same shita in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, the only difference is whether it was a big one or a small one. What does big and small mean? How much? How big is big and how small is small? So the as we're going to see in the Gemara, big ones are more assumed to be used for schach. Because what are you making such a huge one for? It's obviously not to sit on. The smaller ones are more made for people to sit on. So the Ran says, based on that, katana means exactly the size of a person. That's what katana means. Anything more than that is considered gedola. That's what the Ran here says. Katana means exactly the size of a person. Okay, so now we continue. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, the Mishnah seems to contradict itself, Mineyubei. So within the Tanakhama. First, the Tanakhama says, Asal Shchiva Makabalas Tuma. Ein Mesachin, Vein Mesachin, but the Tanakhama says, if you made it to lie down on, it's Makabal Tuma and you don't use it for Schach. Taima, so we're Medai. Taima, that's all the Shchiva. The only reason that it's a problem is because you made it to lie down on Hastama L'sichuch, but if you had made it L'sichuch, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Stam is considered L'sichuch. The Hadar Tani, in the very next line in the Tanakhama, says the opposite. L'sichuch, if you made it L'sichuch, Mesachin, but Vein Makabel Stoma. And Taima, that's all the L'sichuch. So we're mashing from there the opposite. The only reason it's good and it's allowed to be used for Schach is because you made it for Schach. Hastama L'shchiva. In other words, the Mishnah does not talk about a stam case. It talks about both extremes and said both extremes, this one's good, this one's bad. So what about stam? You have opposite diukim from each line. So what's the halacha? So halokasha kambagol dola kambiktana. You're right. Stam is a different mashmos from each line, because we're talking about two different sizes. Stam by gdola is lesichuch, because that's you. What do you make such a huge one for? You obviously want to use it to cover your sukkah. Stam by ktana, so that is a problem, that's assumed to be l'shchiva, and that's what the second line is talking about. That is all within the Tana Kama. Skipping the parentheses, so now Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer achas katana v'achas gedola. Rabbi Eliezer says there's no difference between a katana and a gedola. Asa l'shchiva v'kabel soma v'imisachin ba. So again, the first line of Rabbi Eliezer says if you made it l'shchiva, and then it's a problem. Time adasa l'shchiva hastam l'sichuch. So stam would be l'sichuch. Ema say for the next line of the Rebbe Lazar is a contradiction. Asa l'sichuch basachin bavein mekabel stuma. Time adasa l'sichuch hastam l'shchiva. So again, we have the opposite, the same problem we have with the Tanakama we have with Rebbe Eliezer. Because he, just like the Tanakama, only talks about the extreme cases. So Ela Amar Rava. So now we're going to have two pshatim. Rava is going to go for about 15 lines. And then on Amud Aleph, we're going to have Rav Papa. Two, what exactly is the machlokas about? So first Rava, number one, El Amar Rava. Bigdola kuli amelo pligi distam lesichach. By a large sukkah mat, then kuli amelo pligi, everybody would agree that if you make it stam, so then lesichach, it's used for schach, because what do you make it such a big one for? And both the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar agree to that. Ki pligi biktana, the machlokas is by a small one. Tanakama savar stam ktana l'shchiva. The Tanakama says stam ktana is used for lying down, because you made it small. Obviously, you want to use it to lie down on. Rabbi Eliezer savar, Rabbi Eliezer is meko. Stam ktana nami l'sichach. Even a ktana is made l'sichach, you could assume. V'hachi kamar, how do you read the Mishnah? If this is the machlokas, again, that everybody agrees by a gdola, but by a ktana is a machlokas, so how do you fit it into the words of the Mishnah? So says the Gemara, v'hachi kamar, this is how you fit it into the words. Machzelas akonim gdola. When you have a big reed mat, this is the Tanakama talking. When you have a big mat, so then if you made it l'shchiva specifically, then it's a problem. But time adasa l'shchiva. That's only if you actually made it with that in mind, l'shchiva. Hastama, but if you would have made it stam, so then, and this is how we change the next line of the Mishnah, nase kemisha asa l'sichuch misachin ba. If it's stam, then it's just like you would have made it beferish l'shem, using it for schach, and therefore you would be able to be misachich with it. So in other words, we fit into the Tanakama, the shita of by a gedola stam is l'sichuch, and says the continuing now skipping the parentheses. The asar Rebbe Eliezer l'meiman, Rebbe Eliezer then comes along and says not only does this apply by a gedola, achas ketana, achas gedola stam akshir l'sichuch, even by a ketana. Even by Ktana, it would be kosher to use for schach, even stam. So that is the first pshat of what the machlokas is in the Mishnah. But the Gemara does not accept it. So Amalei Abaye says, no, there's a problem with that pshat. Ihachi, if it's true that they don't argue about a gedola, but what Rabbi Eliezer is being mosif is that even by a Ktana, stam is l'sichuch, so then the language of the Mishnah is not, it doesn't fit. Why? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, achas ktana v'achas gedola, achas gedola v'achas ktana mibaylei. It should have said, not only a gedola, but even a ketana. What's the language of the Mishnah? Not only a ketana, but also a gedola. No, the ketana should be the second one, because that's the chiddush. Not only gedola, but by a ketana. If you look at the Rashi, about a few lines down in the Rashi, right across from where it says, Tosefta Perek Aleph. Rashi says, V'chein darki ha-tanoim. This is the way of tanoim. B'chol makom, in all places, yahid pshitale tana bereisha. Whatever is more obvious is said first. Uba oso ha-sheni, k'shebol ha-shmienishu shavela hushon achrav. The chiddush is always in second. Not only this, but this. Lo zu avzuk tani. So therefore, says the Gemara, it can't be that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that even by ketana, because then he should have said that first. So that's one problem. The ode, says the Gemara, a second problem with this pshat of Rava is, ki pligi begdolu de pligi. We have another source which says that they argue even in the case of a gdola, v'Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra. And Rabbi Eliezer is the more machmer opinion. Unlike the interpretation that we just had in our Mishnah, where he's the more makel opinion. What's the other source? The Tanya. As the Braisa says, Machzeles hakanim bigdola misachin ba. The Tanakama says, by a big mat, you're allowed to use it for schach. Rebbe Eliezer omer, im einem makabel stuma misachin ba. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, he's minimizing the heter. No, only if it's not makabel tuma, as if to say there are cases that a big mat would be makabel tuma. So, number one, you see that they argue even by a gedola case. Number two, you see Rebbe Eliezer is machmir. So, it seems like the interpretation we had of the Mishnah is incorrect. Unless you say it's a machlokas, we would rather not say that. So therefore, we have a different pshat of how to interpret the Mishnah. Number two, Ella Amar Apapa. Ella always means a new approach. Ella Amar Apapa, Biktana Kuli Amalo Pligi, Distamal Shriva. Really, there's no machlokas by Ktana. Not like we said before, there's no machlokas by a gdola. There's no machlokas by a ktana. By a ktana, everybody agrees that if you don't have anything in mind, stama, you're making it to lie down on. After all, why are you making such a small one? Stama l'shriva. And the machlokas is bigdola, ki pligi bigdola, tanakama savar stam gdola l'sichoch. The tanakama holds that it's stam gdol, a big man, is l'sichoch. He is the more makel opinion here. The Tanakhama is more makel. Rebbe Elazar Sover, Stam Gedola Nami L'Shchiva. And Rebbe Elazar is being Mosif the Gedola, so the Lashon of the Mishnah fits in beautifully. And he's being Machmir, that even the Gedola Stam is L'Shchiva. Umayah Sa'ol L'Shchiva. So what does it mean in the Mishnah that it says, you make it L'Shchiva? It's even if you didn't make it L'Shchiva. So Dekamar, Pachi Gamar. No, this is what it means. Stam Asiyasa Nami L'Shchiva Ada'av L'Sikroch. Asa means stam asiyasa is always l'shchiva, unless you have beferish in mind, make it l'sichuch. Period. So that's the two interpretations that we have of the Mishnah. And again, just halacha l'maisa, much of this does not apply, because any of our mats are daka made l'shem schach, so there's no stam issues here. And, if you have just boards or planks or bamboos, it wasn't made for anything. Once you're putting that up, so then you are now making it schach, and it's not a shame kli. It doesn't have a kli, and therefore, it's not a problem to use. Okay, next piece. Tanur Rabbanan. If you use it during the year for something else, like what? Like then it could get a shame kli. If you use it as part of your bed, it holds up your crib or something like that. Then it might get a shame kli. And even when you take it apart, as we said, shivrei kelim also also midrabanan. Either because gzeira, the Rambam says you might come to use a real kli, or just no, more there's a machalo shame of the kli, and therefore you can't use it. Right, I don't think you could change it unless you do a maisa. If you do a maisa to maisa hamishanes, so then you might be able to change it. Okay, Tanur Rabbana, next case. More math discussions. Machsela shel shifa v'shel gemi. These other different types of reeds. So the mats of these other kinds of reeds. Gedola mesachakin ba, kitana ein mesachakin ba. The small one, the big ones you can use as schach. Kitana you can't use as schach. We'll get to the next line in a minute. There is a much discussed in the Achronim line in the Mordechai on this line, this brisa. The Mordechai says here, the Mordechai at the end of the parak. Mordechai says, quoting Rabbi Elazar Metz, quoting the Sefer Yireim. So he says, "Machzel shashiva v'shogemi gedola mesachken ba." Why are you allowed to be mesachik with this big reed mat? Says the Sefer Yireim, "Mishum the shalshevi v'shogemi eina mekablam tuma ki im midrabanan." They're only makabel tuma midrabanan, and therefore you're allowed to use them. That's why you're allowed to use them in gedola. That's what the Mordechai quotes from the Yirei. The problem, though, is, number one, what about the second half of the statement? The second half of the statement says, Ktana, you're not allowed to. What do you mean? They're only Makabal Tumah Midrabanan. So why can't you, what's the difference between Gdola and Ktana? A. B. Many Mefarshim say, if you look in the Yirei, it's a misprint. Mordechai must have had the wrong girsa. Because the Mordechai, if you look in the Yirei itself, the Yirei says just the opposite. He says, Ein Mesachkin B'davar Makabal Tumah Midrabanan. Even if something is not Makabal Tumah Midaraisa, it's only Makabal Tumah Midrabanan, still you can't use it. Kitana, and he quotes this line, and he quotes the other half. Kitana ein mesachken ba. Why not? Because it's still Makabal Tumah Midrabanan. So the Mordechai must have had a different print, but again, it's in Lamdus, this is talked about. What if something is only Makabal Tumah Midrabanan, and not Daraisa, could you use it? But it seems to be based on this Yireim, that if you look in the Yireim itself, it doesn't say it. Okay, so this is... this is that. That's the first line of the brisa. Continuing, shall kanim vishal chilas. If you have this other type of materials, gedula. If you read this, you got to read this a couple times. So the first one's gedola, and the second one's gedula. First one is gedola and katana. So here is a gedula. Gedula, if it is braided, like we had in the Mishnah in Shabbos, one of the malachas. So if you're godeles, a hair, godeles, pokeses. But gedula, if it's braided, mesachkinba. So then you could use it. Why? Because if these materials are braided, then they're still very hard and rough, and you don't assume that it was made to sit on. Aruga, but if they're woven together, so then emesachkinba, then you can't use it, because you assume it's softer if it's woven together, and then you'll made it to sit on. Rabbi Shulba, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishamaviv, achazuv, achazuv, mesachkinba. No, either way, you can use it for schach. V'chein amar harya, Rabbi Dosa, Omer Kedvar. And Rabbi Dosa also is mako by these cases, whether it's gedula or aruga, no matter what, you can always use it for schach. Period. Tanan Hasa. So the Mishnah says, in the following Mishnah, what does it have to do with us? We're going to get to that on Amud Beis. But meanwhile, let's learn the Mishnah. Tanan Hashem says, the Mishnah in Idios. Kol hachotzalos mitamin tamei meis. all chotzalos, whatever those are, the Gemara is going to try to figure out what those are, all chotzalos are mitame tame meis. What does that mean? They can become tame meis. If they're in the same oel of a meis, if a meis touches them, they all become an avatum. That is Rabbi Dosa's shita. What's important for what Rabbi Dosa says is what he doesn't say. There can be makabel tumas meis, but the diak that we're about to make is that they cannot be makabel tumas medris. Tumas medris is a special type of tumah. We mentioned it before. A special type of tumah, which is if a zav or a zava, anybody who has what's called tumah sheyotze alav migufo, a tumah that something is coming out of the person, so then that they could create a mishkav. A mishkav hazav, a merkav hazav, something that they sit on, something that they ride on, and all of those are in the category of medris. So what is needed for that? So for that, you have a special din that it has to be something that is specifically made and designated to be sat on. If you have a spoon that a zav sits on, it doesn't become tumas medris. Because a spoon, even if you keep the spoon on the floor, it's not something that's usually... if you have anything that's you're able to sit on, but you don't usually sit on it, so then that's a milk crate. Let's say you always carry your milk in a milk crate. So you turn it over now because you want to sit down, but even if the zav sits down on that, unless you always use milk crates to sit down on, but that's not going to become tumas medris. Because it has to be miyuchad l'shchiba. The language of the Gemara is that you won't say, amod v'nasa malachtenu. You know, pick it up and let's use it for what it's normally used for. So tumas medris only applies to something that is meant and designated to be sat on. A chair, a couch, a pillow, a cushion, a saddle on an animal, all of those can become tamei medris. So says Rabbi Dosa, chotzalos, and again, we don't know what those are yet, we'll see in a minute, chotzalos can become tamei meis, but not tamei medris. The chachamim are medris. The chachamim say they can become tamei medris. Medris into tamei meis lo? What's the chachamim shita? Only medris and not tamei meis? No, we learned in the Mishnah, kol mitamei medris mitamei tamei meis. No, anything that could become tamei medris, of course, can become tamei meis because medris has more specific rules. Tamei meis is anything, but medris has more specific rules. So you're right. Okay, ema af medris. No, it means even tamei medris, it can become. So the machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim, whether chotzalos, which we'll see what they are in right now, whether they can become tamei medris or not. Just one idea that we mentioned in the past from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is, it's an interesting tumah. This tumas medris. It's the only tumah that goes laterally and it does not go down. Usually, when any tumma, something tummy, touches something else, you go down a level. If a dead body, which is a grandfather, avi avos atumma, touches something else, so then that other thing becomes an avatumma, a father of tumma. The avatumma touches something else, that's a rishon latumma, that is sheni latumma. And if it's truma, you can have a shlishi latumma. And if it's kachim, you can have a revi latumma. It always goes down. This is one of the few exceptions. There's one or two exceptions. One of the few exceptions is a zav. A zav is an avatumma himself. He sits on this chair, the chair becomes an avatumma. Amazing. How does that happen? Usually tumma is transferred and it always goes down. So Rav Soloveitchik is mechadesh that this is a different type of tumma. And that is, this is quoted from Zichron Harav, there's an article by Rav Lichtenstein where he quotes this this chiddush. De legabi mishkav u'moshav, this is the halacha, let me just find the line. De b'chia gavna ein hazav mitame es hamishkav. The zav is not being mitame the mishkav. By every other tumma, you have a mitame, a active mitame person, and a mitame, a mistame, something which is becoming tame. An aggressor and a victim. Right, in tuma language. Yes, yeah, a mitame, an active mitame, and a victim. Here, by tumas medrash, says the Rav, you don't have that. All what the zav does is, ella magdiro. The zav creates something that is now called mishkav hazav. It's called mishkav hazav, now the Torah is mitame it. But it's not that the zav is actively matami, because the zav, you can't have anything that does an action that transfers tumah at the same level. But opan sheshuvat Torah yishitemaso. Ashalachin ein kan horad the zargas atumah. Kimakubal kshish matami benitma. You don't have a matami and a nitma here. You have a magdir. The zav sits on it. Now it's categorized as a mishkav azav. Once that's true, now the Torah comes and is matame this mishkav. So that's a chiddush. But whenever you see tumas mishkav, you have to say over that chiddush, because that's you need that to explain why it only goes across and it doesn't go down. So we have this machlokas here, machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. Rabbi Dosa says these chotzalos cannot become tumas medris, and the Chachamim say they can. So says the Gemara, my chotzalos. What are chotzalos? So we have two opinions. Amar Abav Dimi Bar Hamduri Marzuvli. Chotzalos are marzuvli. That doesn't really help us out too much. Mar Marzuvli. What are marzuvli? So Amar Rabbi Abba Mizabli. Right, so that doesn't really help us out too much either. No, that does. So Rashi tells us, what are mezavli? Mezavli are leather bags. Rashi says, sakim, right, where's the Rashi? Rashi says that they are leather bags. Okay, so that's one opinion. What are chotzolos? So let's plug it back into the machlokas. So according to the Chachamim, these leather bags, I guess they're miyuchad l'shchiva. Sometimes you sit on them. A lot of times you sit on them. That's what the Chachamim have to say. But the Rabbi Dosa says, what are you talking about? They're bags. They're not made l'shchiva. Tumas Medrash requires miyuchad l'shchiva. So that's what the machlokas is. Oh, there's the Rashi. Rashi says that a roeh, a shepherd, puts it under his head when he goes to sleep at night. He carries his stuff in these bags, and when he goes to sleep, he puts it on this. That's why it's miyuchad l'shchiva, right? It's always laid down upon. Rabbi Dosa says no. You know, that does not determine for everybody else. That's one opinion. What chotzalos are? Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer machzalos mamish. Rav Shlakish says no, they're mats. Chotzalos are machzalos. This is how we're going to get back to our Mishnah. They're mats. Va'azer Rav Shlakish l'taimei. And Rav Shlakish goes l'shitaso because in the following statement he also assumes that they are mats. Rav Shlakish says, "Damar Rav Shlakish, Hareini kaparas Rav Chiya Ubanav. I am the kapara of Rav Chiya Ubanav." We'll get back to that lashon in a minute. Shebetchila kineshtacha Torah miYisrael, because he's praising Rav Chiya now. When the Torah was going to be forgotten in Israel, Allah Ezra mibavav yista. Ezra came back after the 70 years, and he saved it. And Rashi says, doesn't mean all of Torah, it means certain halachas were going to be forgotten. So therefore, Ezra came back, though, Baruch Hashem, and they weren't forgotten. And then Hillel came again, and when it was going to be forgotten, he came and made sure it was not forgotten. And then again, people were forgetting things. And Rabbi Chiya and his sons came and were miyasid it. And this is why this is brought here. And what did they say? So he's talking about machzalos here, which is how he interpreted chotzalos. They didn't have any machlokas about the mats of Usha shehein tameos, because those mats are always made. They're always tame, because they're always made lit to sit on, and therefore they're tame madras. V'shel tveria shehein taharos. The tveria mats are always very hard, and you don't make them to sit on. Alma nechlugu. What's the machlokas about Ashar Makomos? If you have mats not from tveria, not from usha, so then you have a machlokas. Mar savar. One holds. Kivan deleka diyasav alayu kitveria david. Since they're not usually sat on, so then they're like tveria. That's Rabbi Dosa. Umar savar. But the rabbanan say no. Kivan de mikri viyasvi alayu. Some people use them always to sit on. So kidu usha damiyim. So you see from this whole story though that Rish Lakish assumes that the chotzalos are machzalos. Okay, a couple of points on the bottom of the statement of Amar Aleph. First of all, the Ritva says, it's interesting that it says Nishtacha Torah miYisrael, but as Rashi explains, there's only one or two halachas that will be forgotten. But says the Ritva, you save one halacha, you save Kala Torah Kula. It's just like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. You save one nefesh, you save the entire world, Olam Male. Says the Ritva, Lo Matzina Shishtacha Torah B'Dorosh Rebechia. Elo Amar Kach B'Shvil Mat Shechitshu B'Halacha Zu, Shekol Mekayim Halacha Achas, Shelo Tishtakech, Hareyu Ki'ilu Miyasid Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Ritva here, that the one halacha is like saving the entire Torah. The Aruch Laner points out, what are these three people? Why three people? If the Torah would have been forgotten, so he mentions Ezra, and he mentions Hillel HaBavli, and then he mentions Rebbe Chiya. So Aruch Laner says he thinks that it was the end of three Tzkufos. Towards the end of three Tzkufos, when Torah was going to be forgotten, and he had to save them. Mashapir Gimel HaMiyastim, says the Aruch Laner, Mishum De Ezra HaYasof Yimei HaNaviyim. Right, Ezra was towards the end of the time of the Nevi'im. He was one of the members of the Anshei Knesset Gadola. V'lama tarsha b'chsav, shayis akrov l'shtachach b'yomav. Right, so Tanakh is the end of the time of Tanakh, the end of tarsha b'chsav. And therefore, at that period of time, there was a danger, and he made sure that things weren't forgotten. V'hil el haya b'sof yimei ha-kabbala. Shenisrabu ha-talmidim v'hischof machlokas b'neim. There were a lot of machlokasim. V'haya karav zel l'shtachach ha-torav li'yosador k'shtei toros. There was so much machlokas. Hillel came along and said, no, I'm going to try to make sure there's no machlokas and people don't forget. And then Rabbi Chiya, he says, was sof yimei ha-tanoim. So I'm not exactly sure what the yimei ha-kabbalah are, but that's in between Ezra and the end of the tanoim. He has another stage where he says that was a time when there was a lot of machlokas, and therefore Hillel had to come along and save the Torah. Okay, so that's connected to Y3. One final point. What about this lashon of Hareini Kaparas Rebbe Chiya? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that lashon is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen, Reish Mem, in Simin Reish Mem and in Simin Reish Mem Beis. The halacha is that Rachman al-Islan, if somebody is an Avelus for their father, maybe the mother too, that's a discussion, the father or their Rebbe Muvuk. Either way, in both of them, then whenever you quote the father or the mother, or the father or the Rebbe during the first Yud Beis Chodesh, instead of saying, whenever you quote, you say Avimori, whatever it is, you say the father, Hareini Kaparas Mishkava. That's the Lashon. It's Lashon. Zal is for after Yud Beis Chodesh, Zichron Levracha. Zatzal. You hear some of the Talmidim of when I was in Yeshiva, when Soloveitchik was Nifter, whatever, 11, 12 years ago, so whenever some of the Rebbeim, who were obviously Talmidim of Hakim, whenever they quoted him, Hareini Kaparas Mishkava, Hareini Kaparas Mishkava. Sometimes you see it in Svarim, Hey Kaf Mem. Hey Kaf Mem. So we don't know what it was to answer, but it's in Shulchan Aruch. But that's the same thing here. It says, Hareini Kaparas Shebichi Obanav. So the Befarger, Rav Yaakov Evden in the back says, but it was like way after. He lived way after Rav Chiya. So maybe one of his, one of the Banav had died that year. So once you're saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkava for the one of the sons, then you can throw it in for the, for the everybody. But if you want to start, I'll just read you the Shulchan Aruch. So in Reish Mem, that's where the father one is, because that's where the Shach says there's something different after Yud Beis Chodesh. So in Reish Mem, it's Hilchas Kibud Avaim. The Shulchan Aruch says, so in Reish Mem, Sif Tes, Chayav L'Chabdo Afilo Achar Moso. We have a mitzvah of Kibud Avaim after parents die. Ketzad, Hayomer Darashmu Mipiv, whenever you quote your father, Omer, Kach Omer Abba Mari, Hareini Kaparas Mishkava. Imu toch shem asa chodesh. It's a halacha. Shulchan Aruch. That's what you have to say. Vimu la'acha shem asa chodesh, omer zichron levracha. And after 12 months, you say zichron levracha. Why do you change after 12 months? So the Shach says, because after 12 months, we assume that everybody has had a kapara. Well, our minog is even after 11 months. Right? That is why we stop saying the minog of Ashkenazim. Not all Sfardim. Many Sfardim say it for 12 months. But the minog of many Ashkenazim is to say kaddish for only 11 months, because we assume the mishpat of tzadikim is finished after 11 months. And, you know, others, non-tzadikim, need a little more time. But we stop saying Kaddish after 11 months. That is the minhag. But the Shach here says, for sure, after 12 months. Okay, after that, then only very wicked people are still getting judged. So therefore, after that, you don't have to say that I'm his kapara, because he doesn't need a kapara anymore. Because he's finished being nido. Then you find this idea in a few I should be a kapara. Like, I should, all the bad things that were supposed to come upon him, you know, should come upon me. We find alaikel lascha b'ni. We find a few times in the Tanakh that personalities could say, you know, give me his punishment. Even though usually, you know, ish b'cheto meis. But this is the lashon that should be used, and this is the lashon that we learned from this Gemara. Hareini kaparas rebchiya u banav. Okay, let's continue. Amid beis. Amar mar, fifth line. Kol chotzalos metam and tamei meis. Dibur Rabbi Dosa. So what did we say before? We had a talking about chotzalos. So Rabbi Dosa says that all chotzalos are metame tomei meis. The question is v'atanya v'chein ha'yir Rabbi Dosa omer kedvarav. Earlier Rabbi Dosa talking about all the other math says no, they all could be used for schach. What do you mean they could all be used for schach? He just says here they're metame tomei meis, which means they're makabel tuma. So Lokasha says the Gemara no, hada is like adanfa, hada less like adanfa. It depends if they have a rim. If they're totally flat. So that's where he says they're all okay and they can be used for schach. But if they have a rim on the edge that goes a little up, so then that's already a base kibul. It's already a receptacle on this kli, and that makes it a kli, and therefore that cannot be used, and it is v'kabel tuma, and that's what he was talking about when he mentioned they were matami tamei meis. Meisvei, another kasha. So now we're going to talk in general about the machlokes, what is chotzalos. Remember, two pshat and what are chotzalos? Either they mean these baskets, or they mean the mat, kind of mat. So meisvei, chotzalos shel sha'am v'shel gemi, if you have chotzalos of these different type of reeds, v'shel sak v'shel svira, Rashi says sak is, where's the Rashi? Minosa shel izim. It's like feathers or hair of goats. V'shel svira, Rashi says, what was cut from the tzavar hasus. Right, the neck hair of a goat, of a horse. So v'shel or and from its tail, miznavo. Either way, goat's hair and horse hair. That's the sak and svira. Metami tamei meis. Dibur Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says that chotzalos made out of all these materials are metami tamei meis. The chamomim af medrus, even medrus. So says the Gemara. Bishlo malamanta amar mar zuvli. Fine. According to the one who says that they're baskets, we understand all these materials how you can make them into baskets. Shalsham v'shal gemi chazul l'kinsa de peirei. The first two sham and gemi, if you'd make them into a basket, they would have a lot of holes in them. They're not so tightly woven together. So you could use them for large fruit, right? It's a nyana diyoma, pomegranates, right? You go out to buy some pomegranates, even if you have a few small holes in your bag, in your basket, they're not going to fall out. These big pomegranates. or grapefruit, something like that. Shall sak v'shal svira, and baskets or bags made out of sak and svira also are okay. Chazul gulki v'tzani, they're good for smaller types of fruit. Elamanda amar bach solos mamish, but according to Reish Lakish, who said that chot solos are reed mats, bishlam shall sak v'shal svira. I understand reed mats made out of sack and sphere, chazal, parsi, v'navasa. They're usable for parsi. Parsi are curtains. V'navasa for a nafeh, for a sieve, for a sifter. So that they're usable. Ela shal sham v'shal gemi l'may chazu. But sham and gemi mats, what are they roi for? So the Gemara said, no, they're also roi for something. Chazu l'nezayasa. They're chazu, they're fit to put on the top of a barrel of beer. They're also usable, so therefore there's no raya to which pshat of chotzalos is right. Ikad amri, same Gemara, just in a little different version. Bishlam alam adar machzalos mamish, the opposite kasha. According to one who says, is really reed mats. Shal sham v'shal gemi chazal nezayasa. So I understand the sham and the gemi that can be used to cover the beer barrel. Shal sak v'shal svir chazal parsi v'navasa. And the other materials can be used for a curtain or for the sieve. Elamand amar mar zuvli. But according to the one who says their bags, their leather bags or leather baskets, bishlam shal sak v'shal svir chazal gulki v'tzani, they could be used, the smaller ones could be used for smaller fruit. El shal sham v'shal gemi l'may chazu, chazal kids of the peri, they could be used for larger fruit. So either way, we end up not proving like either of the opinions. Tanya, six more lines. Tanya, okay. Tanya, Amri Chananya, Shalom Vais. Amri Chananya, Kshirati Lagola, when I went down to Galus, Kshirati Lagola, Rashi says, when I went down to be Ma'abra the Shana, Matzazi Zakin Echad, V'amarli Msakin Bebudya. I met someone who said, you're allowed to use a budya. It's a type of mat. Ukshabasi, it's Rabbi Yeshua, Achiyaba, when I found Rabbi Yeshua, my uncle, Hodel Dvarav, he says, yeah, I agree. Amar of Chizda v'hud les legadanfa, as long as it doesn't have a rim, because again, that gives it a shame kli. Amar Ula, hani budisa de b'nei mechuza, these mats of b'nei mechuza, el mali kir shalahen, had it not been for their rim, the kir is the same thing as a gadanfa, m'shachin b'sachin b'hen, you'd be able to use them for schach. But again, once they have the rim, they're a kli, and therefore you can't use them for schach. Tani nami hachi, m'sachin b'budya, v'mish lem kir in m'sachin b'hen. Also, the Braisa says, you cannot use this budya unless it does not have a kir, if it does not have a rim, then you can use it for schach. Again, Hadron Aloch Sukkah, the first parak. The second parak also talks about inyanim of the sukkah. Towards the end of the parak, then it gets, every daf is meaty, but starting already from daf chaf hey, it starts getting into the whole, we're going to get to the whole the next couple of weeks, Oseg B'mitzvah, Yeshiva Sukkah, eating in a sukkah, sleeping in a sukkah, and then we're going to get, of course, in the third parak too, to Lulav HaGazel. Just one thought, again, it's a well-known thought, but just to repeat it. The Satmar, the Sefer Shem, the Satmar Rebbe. That's what I heard it from. Satmar Rebbe said, the Pasuk says, a few weeks ago, we read it towards the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, that the Pasuk says, Tamid Eini Hashem Alokecha Ba Mereshis Hashana Arach Rishana. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are always on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Mereshis Hashana Arach Rishana. So the Satmar Rebbe asks, if you look at the Pasuk, it's not an exact parallel in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tamid Eini Hashem Alokecha Ba Mereshis Hashana Arach Rishana. For the beginning of the year until the end of year. As Tamar Rebbe says, what's the message? So again, it's a well-known idea, but if you never heard it, it's a great vart. Many times at the beginning of years, we have great plans. Right? We all have great Rosh Hashanah resolutions. We have great Kabbalahs. This is going to be the year. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be Hashanah. This is going to be the year. This is it. And sometimes we look back, that's what we did last Rosh Hashanah, and we look back now, the last night of the year, and it was sometimes, in some ways, it was just Shana. It wasn't Hashana. It was Shana. Baruch Hashem, we grew, some of the places that we improved, but it wasn't perfect. It wasn't exactly like the Hashana that I wanted it to be. Said the Sama Rebbe, when is the Mashiach going to come? When is the ultimate Geula? Hein ga'alti eschem achris kereshus. When the achris, when the end of the year, when the Shana is really turns into the Hashana. But at the end of it, we can look back and say it was Hashanah. When Klal Yisrael collectively could do that. So Baruch Hashem, we should continue staying strong every day. Every day is a challenge. Every day is a battle. And every day is a victory. You know, if somebody misses a day, it's okay. So we'll make it up. It's a hemshech, but really every day is wonderful. And we should keep strong. And we should say this is going to be Hashanah. Hashanah Shnas Geula, Shnas Simcha, Shnas Nechama for Klal Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, we should be able to look back Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Samaches and say, really, this was Hashanah. Everybody should have a Ksivah Simitova. And Be'ez Hashem, the next shiur on the web will be Monday night. Motzai Tzom Gedalia. The shiur will be at 9, so hopefully it will be on the web by about 10-ish or so. And then following next one will be Wednesday night. Wednesday night and Thursday night, we'll be doing two dapim each that night. And then Bez Hashem, Erev Yom Kippur, Sunday morning, we'll get back to regular times. Okay.